The goal of Christianity is not to attend an hour and a half on Sunday morning. The goal of Christianity is that we live our lives like Jesus, glorifying Him in our life and making disciples of others.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Halleck, your host, here with author and senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago, Pastor Mark Jobe. Pastor Mark, you have us now in the second half of a powerful message from the words of Jesus in Matthew 18, and you titled it, Shape Me, I Want to Grow. And this is a series called All In, meaning that you can't half-step your way into a walk with Christ. You've got to be all in. And in today's second half of this message, we're going to learn, tell us, what are we going to learn about really being shaped by Jesus?
Well, here's the thing. Our conversion to Christianity is not the end. It's just the beginning of our transformation.
That's good.
And so a lot of people that I talk to almost act like their decision to follow Christ was the decision and the end. But it's really just the starting point to say, now I have the rest of my life to be transformed into the image of Jesus, to get on mission with Jesus, to begin to grow in my spiritual life, to make disciples, to know the Word, to be changed in my character. So this is a strong motivational call to say it's time to start changing.
I mean, I want to follow Jesus even more. Every time I read these words, I hear these messages, anybody who thinks that following Christ is leaving all the good stuff and walking into a boring life really, really just doesn't get it.
They don't get it. That's right. Leaving is part of it, but embracing is the other part of it. It's when you are genuinely following Jesus Christ, it's not about as much as what you don't do, but much more about what you've chosen to do. Religion tells you what not to do primarily. Following Jesus tells you you're on mission with Him, living this exciting adventure full of the Spirit.
Yes.
That is authentic Christianity.
Yes, yes. Well, let's go right to the message now. We're in Matthew 4, verse 18, and this is called Shape Me, I Want to Grow.
The goal of the disciple is to become like his teacher. And what the apostle, I think the apostle Paul is the writer of the Hebrews, but the writer of the Hebrews actually is telling us, he's talking to believers and he's saying, you know what? I want you to change. I want you to grow, but you become sluggish. In other words, you need to be more eager and not just open to change, but eager to change. Number two, he goes on and not only says that they need to be eager or hungry, but they are givers and not just takers. Verse 12 says, in fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. Some of you by this time, he says, should actually be teaching new believers how to get going in their walk with God. But you become so sluggish, you become so dormant, you become so untrained that you have to be taught the elementary things all over again. Not only are you not a teacher, but you've forgotten the basics yourself. How many of you know that can happen if we don't review something over and over? It happens all the time. How many of you learned piano when you were 10 and now you can, boy, you're bad now. How many of you knew a language when you were young, but you haven't practiced it, and so you think, now I'm kind of rusty. You learned a skill a long time ago, but you haven't done it in so long, you don't really remember how to do it very well. You have to go back to the basics. When I was 16 turning 17 and 17 turning 18, I worked in France, in southern France. It sounds exotic, but it wasn't. I was a dishwasher and cleaned rooms at a hotel. But I had to learn French, more or less. It was a survival, like learn French or don't. someone asked me for a blanket, and I brought them a hanger. You know, that was the extent of my French. One is manteau and one is portamanteau, and I got the two mixed up, so. But, you know, it's been a long time since I practiced my French. I can speak it. When I was in France, I felt like I knew it pretty good, but it's been years since I practiced my French. And so when I've traveled back to France, it's not like I'm fluent anymore. Let's just say that. Because I've forgotten the basics. I haven't practiced it. Now, if I go back and practice and I'm in the environment, I can pick it up again. But it's been a while since I've really delved into my French. Some of you have come to Christ a while back and you knew the basics and you were eager and strong and growing and you knew the gospel very well and you knew the basics of the gospel. But you know what? You've gotten away from the basics so long. You've been so dull, so unengaged in your growth that by this time in your walk with God, you should be taking a new believer and mentoring them in the gospel. But you're unsure of mentoring a new believer because you're so rusty yourself that you should be a teacher by now, but you still need to be taught the basics all over. Some of you should be leading a home group by now, but instead, you have to be retrained in really what it means to follow Christ and all the basic things because you're unsure. What does it mean? It means that you haven't practiced. There's an old adage when it comes to losing something. You use it or you... Let's say it again one more time. You either use it or you lose it. See, unless we use the knowledge that we're gaining, unless we put it in practice, chances are that we start to lose what we've gained. And the Apostle Paul, the writer of the Hebrews, is speaking to the Hebrew believers and he's saying, you know what? By this time, the length of time that you have known Christ, the time that you spent in God, you should be teaching other people. You should have progressed to a stage where you are givers, teachers. But he says, you know, in fact, by this stage, you should be teachers. But you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again because you haven't been using it and so you've lost it. Can I just be real honest about being all in here? If you are just an attender at a church, but you're not engaged, then you're not gaining ground. You're losing ground. Nowhere in the Bible do I say Jesus says, come follow me and attend church. And you will be an awesome Christian. Nope, don't see that. The goal of Christianity is not to attend an hour and a half on Sunday morning. That is just the rev up engine, the worship together, the training time. The goal of Christianity is that we live our lives like Jesus, on mission with Jesus, glorifying him in our life and making disciples of others. Some of you are like, Pastor, I come to church on Sunday. Whew, man, I'm a good Christian. In fact, out of 52 Sundays last year, I think I was in church 40 out of the 52. Boom, made it. No. You just made it to a service. But I want to know more than just I made it to a service. I want to know what's happening Monday through Saturday. I want to know how you're letting God use you. I want to know, have you mentored someone, led someone to faith, poured into their life, led them to the waters of baptism? Because Jesus says, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations. I want to know, are you letting God use you at your job? I want to know, have you shared your faith? I want to know, are you using your gifts? I want to know, are you, because on Sunday morning, for the most part, you're a receiver, not a giver. I want to know, have you moved beyond the basics? I'm talking about what it means to be all in. And he says that some of us by this time, you grow the most. I'm convinced, by the way, if you're stagnant in your spiritual life today, you say, Pastor, I don't know, you know, I was real excited in the beginning. I'm stagnant. I'm kind of dried out, I'm just kind of plateaued in my life, then my gut feeling is that you're probably plateaued because you're not fully engaged in using your gifts. Because I believe that you grow the most when you give the most. Now let me say that again, because some of you didn't get that. You see, there's one thing, if someone is teaching me the basics of math, and I'm learning and taking notes and growing, that's one thing. And I'm applying it, that's another thing. When I actually take the basics of math, apply it, and then actually start to teach someone else, that means I've gotten the concepts and I've learned the concepts so much that I'm able to explain it and teach someone else. That's when I really have it, not just when I hear it, not just when I know it, but when I start teaching someone else the concepts that I have. Come on, anybody with me today? And I want to ask you this. Hey, when's the last time you've taken the concepts of Christianity and talked to someone else about it and started teaching someone else? Because if you really want to grow, then become a giver and not just a taker, and you will find yourself being stretched in your spiritual life. You'll find the adventure of living for God. You will grow. You will stretch. You will realize, wow, this is hard. I'm learning. I'm growing. There's a lot that I don't know because now I'm trying to teach someone else what it means to be a follower of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. Number three, not only are they eager, not only are they givers, but they're movers. They are movers, not just maintainers. Notice what he says in verse 12. He says, "You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk is still being an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness." When I say movers, I mean that you're moving not to another state or houses. Some of you do that. Believe me, we keep our database, and some of you move so much, we just kind of given up. Just call us. It's like, man, you move 5 times in 1 year. It's hard to keep track of you.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled, Shape Me, I Want to Grow. It's from our series called All In. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We are in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 18. Our message is called, Shape Me, I Want to Grow.
By moving, I'm saying you don't stay in the same grade every year. You keep moving up a grade. And what the writer of the Hebrews says to them is that some of you, he says, you need milk, not solid food. He's talking about an infant. And he says, hey, when you're a baby, you need milk. But some of you have never progressed to mashed up carrots. You know, the baby starts and all they can handle is just food. But then after a while of just, milk. But just after a while of milk, you progress them to a little bit more, right? And you mashed up zucchini and carrot junk mashed up. Have you ever tried it? It's nasty. I used to do it with my kids. Open up. And they'd open up. Got it in there. And I wonder why it was so hard until I tasted it. It's like, ew, I'd be closing my mouth if I were eating that stuff too. But you know, you don't just tell a baby that's 6 months, I know you've been on milk, I'm going to give you, that milk stuff is getting old. I'm going to give you a little taquito de carne asada. So you can really experience life. Son, that milk stuff's getting old. Here's a little carne asada, or a la ranchera. It's going to be really good. In fact, I'm going to put a little hot sauce on it just to make it even tastier the way I like it. No. Maybe some of you guys have tried it, but you know, the baby is not capable of eating meat that much because they haven't developed teeth. They have to grow into it. But if you have a 10-year-old and all they can eat is milk, there's something wrong with that 10-year-old. They should have progressed in their growth. They should be able to handle more than just the milk. They should be eating more solid food so that they can grow and get stronger. And what the apostle to the Hebrews is saying is that that's okay that you started on milk, but some of you are stuck at milk. You're stuck at the basics of Christianity. And by this time in your walk, you've been a believer for 6 years. You should be able to handle more than just a salvation message. You should be beyond just the basics of what it means to follow Jesus. You should be getting into some more solid food. You should be able to be taught things that are tougher to understand, harder to grasp. You should be growing in your spiritual walk because you cannot be stuck just in a milk phase. And so his challenge is we need to grow. You need to move forward and not just maintain. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 says, newborn babies desire pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And that's good. Pure milk of the word is good. But there comes a stage where you have to go beyond just the milk of the word of God. By the way, newborn babies are spoon-fed. You have to say, open your mouth. Here you go. Wipe it off the mouth. Go, ah, the airplane, boom, you put it in. It's a major jump when that little child gets a spoon of their own. Splatters all over their face. You know, holds it the wrong way, grabs it like this. But it's a major jump forward when they finally get a little bit of food and they put it in their mouth. You're like, yay! Celebration. And then when they start feeding themselves, although it may be messy, you're like, wow, they're growing up because they've learned to feed themselves. And when they grow up to the point where they actually make their own meal. I know some of you say, my husband's still not at the point yet. I tell my wife, I wouldn't starve if you were gone. I can make my own meal. I mean, oatmeal, soup heated up. I mean, my diet would be pretty bland, but I could survive. Panda Express down the street. But you know, when someone starts making their own meal, then you're like, wow, they can feed themselves. Listen, in your spiritual walk, brothers and sisters, you need to get to a point where someone is not just spoon feeding you, where your main meal is not just on Sunday morning, a teaching where the pastor's giving you, or a small group leader. There comes a point in your life where you should be getting into the Word of God yourself, reading the Word of God yourself, learning yourself, studying the Bible yourself, so that you are actually feeding yourself in the Word of God. If persecution were to break out in this country and every church would have to close and there was no longer Christian radio, would you be able to feed yourself? Do you know enough about the Word? Have you developed the study habits that you say, yeah, I can get my Bible and I can study the Word? Because that's what he's saying. Folks, we need to get to a point where we become self-feeders, where we're growing, where we're studying the Word, where we're understanding what the Word of God has to say. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 through 12 says, brothers, I do not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you are not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready, for you are still worldly. The Apostle Paul is talking to the Corinthians and saying, I wish I could give you more, but I can't give you a steak because you've only progressed to milk. So the challenge is, let's grow. Let's grow in our walk with God. And number four and lastly, not only are they eager, not only do they learn to be givers, but they also, not only do they learn to be movers, but they also learn to be doers. Verse 14 says, but solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So if you're going to grow, they are doers, not just listeners. In essence, what the writer of the Hebrews says is that people that mature, they get solid food, but they use it and apply it to their life. And as they're applying it to their life, they're growing. Can I tell you something? You don't grow just by listening to the word. You grow by listening to the word and applying the word to your life. Let me say that again. I have people that say, well, Pastor, you know, I want to go deeper, and I'm glad you want to go deeper. But if you're not applying the basic, how can you go deeper if you're not, that's just going to be head knowledge, not application. The question is not just how much you know in your head. The question is how much are you applying to your life? Are you with me? It's not just, you know, it's like the person that goes to the gym and is out of shape. And the trainer says, well, let me teach you the basics. I'm going to teach you how to do a setup. I'm going to teach you how to do push-ups. I'm going to teach you just the basics. And they do it 1 week and they say, okay, I'm ready for cross training. Can you give me, like, I want to be like one of the ninja guys jumping. Can you show me that stuff? Because I'm done with the basics. And the trainer's going to say, no, you know what? Yeah, you know how to do a sit-up, but you got to do sit-ups for a while before you get to the advanced level. Hey, let's do some push-ups before you try to win the ninja challenge, okay? Let's go to the basics before you try to compete in the Olympics. I know you want to learn how the Olympics do. I know you're trying to figure out how the gymnasts do the flips. But let's start applying the basics so that we grow in the basics before we go on. It's not just the technique of how to do it. It's that you got to apply the basics so that you're good enough to go to the next level. Someone better be listening to me this morning. But I'm talking about being all in. I'm talking about spiritual growth. And he says, but solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish between good and evil. We need to learn what it means to practice and implement the word of God. I hope that you leave on Sunday morning not just saying, wow, that was a good teaching. I was inspired and motivated. I hope that you leave on Sunday morning saying, how can I apply it this week to my life? What are you saying to me, God? And what do I need to do about it? Those are two of the most important questions as you read the word of God, as you listen to a message, that you should be asking yourself, God, what are you saying to me? And what do I need to do about it? Because James says, do not just be hearers of the word of God, but be doers of the word of God. I don't want to know how much you know. I want to know how much you put into practice. Don't tell me. And I've had people come up to me and they try to, you know, hey, Pastor, you know, I come here and, you know, I just want you to know I've been in church all my life. I took a couple courses at Moody. I went to this. I did that. I've studied the Bible. I have this concordance. What version do you, you know, trying to impress me like, man, I know some stuff, Pastor. That's great. I'm glad you know some stuff. Now, are you single, married? Well, I'm single in a relationship. Oh, that's good. Are you in a relationship? And where is she? Well, you know, she's my fiance. Man, are you living together? Well, yeah. Well, we're living together right now. Okay. All right. Hey, don't try to impress me with your knowledge when you're still having sex with your living girlfriend. I don't want to know how much Bible you know. I want to know how much Bible you're applying in your life. I want to know that you're living out the gospel, not just hearing the gospel. I don't want to know the verses. I want to know, are you living it? And that's exactly what the writer is saying. Hey, let's start living out the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I want to close with this challenge. I closed with this challenge last week, and we're going to close with something like this challenge next week as well. Because my challenge for New Life Community Church is I want us to be all in. I know some of you came and said, Pastor, well, you're being kind of hard on me today. No, I want you to grow. I just want you to look at me like a trainer in a gym that's saying, I'm glad you did 5 sit-ups. I want 10 sit-ups out of you because I'm going to push you. I want you to grow. I don't want you to be stale. I don't want you to be stagnant. I want you to move forward in your walk with God. I want you to be all in.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe in the second half of his message called Shape Me, I Want to Grow, which is from his series entitled All In. This concludes our 2-part series. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you with your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message or the entire series, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We'd love to invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 24 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago and the surrounding areas. You can check out all of our locations and the times that we meet at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you, and please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that this broadcast has been a blessing to you, and we ask that you join us again on the next Straight Talk. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your listenership. On behalf of Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself, have a great night, and God bless.